Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope your Christmas week ended well, whether you had a slow day like us or got up to something exciting. Tonight, we'll reflect on our week like we normally do, but some weeks offer natural opportunities to look back over a longer stretch of time, and I think the end of Advent is one of those opportunities. So, if you're not too tired, let's start with a pop quiz. Each of our last 4 weeks in Advent has had a theme for us to focus on. Can you remember the four themes? Don't worry about the order, just see if you can remember all four. The four themes of Advent were hope, peace, joy, and love. Did you get them? And for a bonus point, can you remember any of the mini holidays we celebrated along the way? This one might have been a bit harder. We celebrated Christmas Card Day, Gingerbread House Day, Wright Brothers Day, and of course, our own special holiday, Gratitude Day. I'll also count the longest night, which was technically over the weekend, but we did talk about it last Friday. Okay, I'm going to lead you through three reflection questions, and if it's not too late, I encourage you to take your time. Plan on pausing the podcast, and if something someone shares leads to more questions or a deeper discussion, feel free to keep talking. I'll be here when you get back. And if it is getting late, adults, you could always make a note of a question or conversation you'd like to pick back up this weekend. Let's start with this question. Which of the four Advent themes did you like the most and why? Remember, the themes were hope, peace, joy, and love. For me, I really like joy because it's about choosing what to focus on. Life can be really busy, or I can be feeling mad or sad about something, and yet I can still choose to be joyful about the fact that God is with me through the tough times. Take a moment and share your answer with each other. Our second question is, what was your favorite thing you did during Advent this year and why? So anything from the beginning of December up until Christmas Eve. For me, it has to be the Christmas tree lighting and block party way back during the first week of December. We get to celebrate with our whole town, there's tons of fun stuff to do, and our church has a cookie booth where we give away 500 cookies as a way of saying to our neighbors, we're grateful for you. How about you? What was your favorite thing that you did this Advent? Go ahead and share your answers when you're ready. For our last question, let's focus in on this week and the celebration of Christmas. When was a time this week that you really felt the Christmas spirit? For me, it was at the Christmas Eve service when we lit our candles and sang Silent Night. Watching everyone pass the light to each other and seeing the room slowly go from darkness to a warm glow gets me every year. Once you've got your answer, go ahead and share it with each other. Thank you for doing that. And thank you for being a part of our brand new podcast community this Advent. Whether you've been listening since December 1st or you've joined us along the way, it means a lot that you're here now. I hope that you found our time together to be meaningful. Now, I wanted to let you know that I'm going to take next week off from the podcast to rest and spend time with my family. I foresee a visit or two to Auden and Brookie's ice cream and cookies, as well as a few walks through the Pine Preserve in my future. But don't worry, I'll be back on Monday, January 5th, as you get ready to head back to school in the new year. I encourage you to keep practicing these disciplines as a family over the break, so here are a couple of options. You can revisit your favorite episodes from the last month or any you may have missed. Or each morning and evening, you can share one thing you're grateful for and say a quick prayer of thanks for these things. You could also take the time you would have spent listening to the podcast and make next week's Gratitude extra special. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for hope, peace, joy, and love. They're not just nice things to think about, but they're gifts from you. As we celebrate the season of Christmas, may they continue to guide us. Watch over us this next week as we rest and play. Amen. All right, Grace Harbor, have an amazing end to the year, and I'll talk to you in 2026.